Mistress, rising to meet the dawn, I find my lover absent from the bed. Surprised by this, seeing how she'd kept me awake so late the night before, I make my way through the house, seeking her. It takes no time at all till I find her there, standing before me, naked, in the kitchen. God, she looks so hot. Her body so smooth, so dark. Her rich perfumes assaulting me with hints of caramel, of chocolate, promising the sweet passion to come. I pull her to me quickly, but carefully, eyeing her closely. She is a fiery lover, and I've been burned before. I bring my lips to her, languidly sipping her, tasting her, needing her, wanting her. I groan out with desire and pleasure as the delicious strains of her warmth fill me with delight. Carrying her as delicately as a child, I bring her to the usual place of our lovemaking, and we sit, each sharing the presence of the other. She is silent, but visibly torrid, almost feverish to the touch. I dare to drink her in more fully this time. She bites my lip sharply. I wince in pain, but grin with pleasure. Continuing to draw nearer to her, I push into her, her heat and wetness now bathing my tongue with this sweet nectar. Lover, you are so good to me, I say to her, and we share these fleeting moments of bliss. And just as quickly as she came, she is gone, leaving me filled with warmth, satisfied yet longing, an emptiness that always seeks more. I rise to seek her again, and just as before, I find her standing in the kitchen, naked, dark, lovely, and just waiting for me to pour myself another cup of her love.